iHeartRadio.
Now we're talking.
This, you did the pro version of the Cezanne font.
Yep.
How'd that go about?
Well, Cezanne is a very popular font for P22, and they wanted to expand it. And so I actually came up with a proposal and said, what I could do for you is I could go back to the original source material. Obviously, it was Cezanne's handwriting. And, you know, there's so many variations in people's handwriting that you could just, you know, go back to different source material and get alternates for every letter very easily. So decided to make an open type font with alternates for every letter, multiple alternates sometimes. And the goal was to make two kinds of fonts, the open type font that had everything, and then alternate fonts for people who still don't like open type. So there's still the old Cezanne, but then we did like a Cezanne Alt 1 and Alt 2, which I think, I'm trying to remember now, but it has like it's a whole another Cezanne with all different letters in it as a static PostScript font rather than like the dynamic open type font that has all the letters in one font. Huh. So people who don't like open type can use multiple PostScript fonts. And then if they're using one of the fonts and they don't like one of the letters, they can just manually change it to Cezanne 1 or Cezanne 2. Or.
But you would say that the general user of that font is somebody that wouldn't know possibly how to turn on their computer or not? Because you said that most of them would buy, or is the general public, and they would not know where to stick their floppy into the...
Oh.
In that respect.
No. I think you mean... Well, I think you got to back up a little. You're speaking about how early on in P22, they were selling these package sets to museums.
Yeah.
And the people buying the fonts were sometimes first-time font buyers because they were kind of like not the standard graphic designer audience. They were the general public who were going to museums and buying these font sets in the museum stores as like a takeaway souvenir from, and P22 had.
But this was never a package that was made for.
Initially, the Cezanne one was a museum package.
Yeah.
It's not anymore, I don't think. I think they're kind of phasing a lot of that out because the whole font industry is turning more and more online. So they're doing much more online sales and a lot less packaging sales. And that's why they're making a lot of these fonts, like pro fonts or open type pro fonts, because the audience is getting more and more sophisticated too.
Can you explain the success? Because it's one of the biggest selling fonts of my fonts, for instance.
I can't explain the success.
You cannot.
It's a phenomena. I've actually, for many years while working at P22, I tried to figure out what makes Cezanne so popular. Why do people like it so much? I'm not sure. It's quirky in a way that most script fonts aren't. When you look at it closely, you'll notice it has like, it doesn't even really have a baseline. It's very, the characters are very roaming.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the forms are, what's interesting about it too is a lot of the forms are very readable and yet kind of sloppy and yet still very readable. Like lots of script fonts are so condensed and slanted that they're not as readable. They're kind of formal looking and a little bit foreign to the eye. But this one's kind of stretched out and nice open forms and things. And so I think there's just a combination of things of that nature along with maybe, you know, the right place at the right time, too. Like, it came out several years ago, maybe up to 10 years ago now, and people started using it in high-profile places like book covers and packaging and things like that. And so people see it, and people, when people see it, they buy it, and then people see it again, and they buy it. So it's kind of built its own popularity by being out there so much, I think. So there's that, and...
And at the moment, what are you working on now?
What am I working on? I'm working on a font that may not have a name yet.
How do you name your fonts?
I like to name my fonts what they are in a way. Like I like them to be descriptive. I think when you give a font a weird name that doesn't relate to it, it's hard to remember what it is. Like I know there's a font, I don't want to insult anybody, but there's strange names like Girls Are Weird, and then that's the name of a font, and it's like, oh. But when you think of like a one word name or a name that's, you know, easy to remember or relates to the font. Sometimes mm-hmm. the names I come up with maybe only relate to the font for me.
Yeah.
But if it makes sense to me, I like it. I'm trying to think of some of my own fonts. Like I have one that's called, that is in the works and has been in the works for several years. And it's called Modern Grotesque. And it makes sense to me because it's a modern font with grotesque characteristics kind of added on. So it makes sense to me that would be called Modern Grotesque.
And the fonts now?
Fonts I'm working on now? I'm working on one called... Well, I'm calling it Yule right now, which is the celebration of the winter solstice, I think. And I'm calling it that because the style of it is kind of this vague, ancient look. Like, it's not referencing any one specific culture, but kind of several. It has like Germanic qualities and it has Anglo-Saxon qualities, and it just has this like, it's like from some old culture but you don't know which culture.
It's sort of sword and sorcery.
Yeah, could be like kind of a from medieval dark right. times, maybe, where you're not sure which culture did it. It just appeared on a stone somewhere, and you know, that kind of thing. So yeah. it's purposely slightly vague in its references. And what else am I? I'm working on another font. I'm working on Operina Pro. Operina was a font I did for P22, and it just needs to be a pro font because there's so many characters. It actually is designed as a like a three font set with more and more elaborate characters, so we can put it all into one family and add in all the extra ligatures and things.
And the font without the name?
Font without the name is Yule.
Okay.
I the working title is Yule. I like Yule, I think, because it's kind of saying the right thing, I think, for it.
Sort of spiritual.
And yeah, and it's kind of
ancient.
You know, the celebration of the winter solstice is kind of an old thing.
Mm-hmm. Old ritual.
Ritual, yeah.
The druids and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Describe your workplace.
My workplace. Right now, I work in my apartment, but I have my own like little lofted area, and it's like my own little studio. And it involves a couple of desks, a couple of computers. Actually, I have three computers, but two of them are in my office. A Mac that's 10, a Mac that's 9, and a PC. So I can test my fonts and make sure they work on the PC.
Is it messy, or are you like very neat?
I'm pretty neat, but as I work, it gets messier and messier, and then I have to clean it all up and start over again, messing it up. If I had more room, I think it would be neater because I could spread out my work, but it ends up piling up on my desk or piling up on the floor, and then I have to sort it all out.
And do you enjoy working on your own, or you'd like to be with a larger...
50-50. I think I miss, you know, human contact, yeah. You know, working by myself in my own studio. But I also can concentrate really well when there's no interruptions.
Does your wife put up a little tray? Do you have a little slot that she puts in the tray?
No. It's a very big open apartment, so generally I just work while she's at work. And then when she comes home, I take a break.
Is there a question that you would like us to ask you? Trick question.
That's a double, yeah. I don't know. I think you covered a lot.
Oh, what font would you like to be?
Oh, what font would I like to be?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm still stuck on that one. I don't know. A very nice one.
Okay.
A very nice font. Thanks for this conversation.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thanks. Dog Radio. Just my type.